You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
On April 23rd, the Vancouver Development Permit Board approved the development of condos on the 100 block of East Hastings, despite organized opposition from members of the community and their allies. A presentation center for the site is set to open very soon, thus making way for what residents say will be the most aggressive foray into the downtown east side by developers to date. Today, at noon, the site of the demolished Pantages Theatre will become home to the second annual Pantages Paint-In. Karen Ward is an artist and activist, and she has helped organize today's event, and she joins me now in the studio. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over. What is the development of the Pantages site? Why has it been so aggressively opposed by the community down here in the downtown east side?
Well, there are a few reasons. The first among them is that it lies within the downtown, Oppenheimer district. And to date, no condos have been built in that district because there's a requirement of 20% social housing. This will be the first development of a tower or condos ever in that neighborhood. As you may know, it stretches from Oppenheimer Park, it makes a little left turn over to Hastings Street, and stretches south to the Alexander. This will be a we've described it as a gentrification bomb in the center of the most vulnerable low-income district in the neighborhood.
There's been a bit of a spin for that site that it's sort of artist-friendly, and that was kind of one characteristic of the PR that seemed to be coming out of the new development. You're an artist. What's your response to that?
Well, they're described as starter properties, starter condos for artists. That said, they're still $250,000. Most of the artists in this neighborhood, the established artists in this neighborhood, could not in any sense afford that. We do have a thriving artistic community, visual arts, music, all kinds of activity. I mean, I point to the Heart of the City Festival, which is held every year, which is a tremendous outburst of all kinds of art in the neighborhood. These condos that are apparently artist friendly are simply condos. It's unaffordable for people who actually live here. Perhaps they're affordable for artists from outside of the neighborhood, but certainly not within. There was also discussion of having an art space on the ground floor. And, in fact, artist organizations have effectively signed on to boycott that offer, and most organizations want no part of the Pantages development.
Now, the opposition to Pantages has been well-organized and well-documented. Tell us a little bit about how that campaign has unfolded.
Well, it's been going on for over a year. The campaign has been organized last year around this date to have a first protest/paint-in/ community building exercise around the issue of Pantages. This year, of course, it's all been demolished, so we're going to be standing in front of a very dangerous site of rubble. The city and the developer the developer has made no effort to clean it up, and the backdraft of it, as it were, has really affected the health of people in the Brandeis, causing breathing problems and compromising people whose immune systems are already compromised. The DTS Not for Developers group also organized the Development Permit Board hearing. We had over 50 people coming in to talk passionately and eloquently about the detrimental effects of this, of Pantages as it now stands. And nonetheless, the Development Permit Board opted to allow the development. Part of the issue is around the 20% social housing requirement. This was used, as it were, by the developer, and 20% of the units were to be considered social housing, but only half of those were at the shelter rate of $375. The other 10% was to be at the city's median income, which is around between $850 and $900 a month for a bachelor apartment.
Yikes.
Yeah. So we made that a serious point during our presentation to council, and we won a small victory. They sent that back to us for further approval and work. So we would like, of course, to see 100% social housing at the shelter rate, which is $375.
Let's talk a little bit about, there's two things that I want to talk about here. And one is this, just the gravity of the situation, because you've described it as a bomb. I've heard Dave Dewert describe it as a bomb. Why is this a bigger fight, a more important, a more pivotal fight than many of the development fights that have happened already in the downtown east side?
Well, part of it is because it's in the Oppenheimer district. This has been the only area where, to date, pre-Pantages, where there hasn't, simply building condos was unaffordable for condo developers with the social housing requirement. That's left the area condo free to date. And it's kept property prices free of speculation because it is simply unaffordable for developers to come in and meet those requirements. This project will have the opposite effect. It will raise the prices in privately owned SRO hotels. Many of them are no longer at the 375 rate. They're going up and up, 450, 500 for a 10 by 10, 10 by 12 room. The stability and the ability of people to pay their rent will be compromised. A lot of the hotel owners want to so-called upgrade, which generally means evicting everyone and putting in some improvements and allowing them to raise the rents once again and appeal to a different class of person. And this is what we see over and over again. And when we see it in the Oppenheimer district, it's going to push people out, and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, if I think of that area, and I'm very familiar with this, the area that's zoned as the Oppenheimer kind of area, and I mean it's a far from ideal housing for people, but it is housing where there are lots of different kinds of housing for people who are basically poor or who are not living on a big income. So this idea with this having 20% housing in a condo development, That's been described as mixed housing, and you yourself live at Woodward's. What is the effect of mixed housing? Is that something that's working for people who are at the lower end of the economic spectrum?
Yeah, it's this theory that planners espouse called social mix, and the idea behind it is that by having people of different social classes together, the bar is effectively raised. Everyone gets to participate in an increasingly vibrant economic community, and it's it's the idea that a rising tide lifts all boats. What we've seen and what we experience at Woodward's, however, and I obviously live in the social housing component, which is 125 units. What we find instead is I talk to my neighbors, and we find that people are going outside and they're going to the supermarket that is built very much for people who make a lot of money, and they're followed around by security guards. They're harassed in front of their own building for sitting around and talking to their friends. There's businesses within the complex, grocery store and coffee shop and that sort of thing, where they're actively being harassed. And as far as social mix goes, one would think it goes both ways, but the people in the other building, as it were, really have no interest at all in what goes on our side of the fence. And effectively, the social mix has a other far-reaching effect. It kind of spirals out, and we see that, again, as we fear in the Oppenheimer district, the price of property has increased, speculation has increased, and the entire row of businesses across the street from Woodward's on the 100 block of West Hastings has gone up incredibly. We have coffee shops. We have a tanning studio. We have a really high end, furniture store, and the coffee is $4. And what was most egregious to me recently is the furniture store, in displaying their product, had a window full of food. And this is across the street from people who don't have enough to eat.
What kind of activities can people expect today at the Paintin?
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're trying to have a community building exercise and bring people together and have some fun. This will feature the Paintin. We did this last year, and it's basically a way for kids and families and people to really express themselves about what they feel is going on in the neighborhood, celebrate what's good about their neighborhood, celebrate what they love about the neighborhood and what makes it so unique. We're also going to have speakers, music, DJ, and a petting zoo.
Okay, tell me about the petting zoo.
It will feature some of our favorite characters. I believe it's Itchy the cockroach will be there.
All right, Itchy, yes.
Yes, we're going to have a rat or two, not compared to the rats that emerged when they actually demolished the site, but a few cuddly rats nonetheless. And I believe a bed bug is showing up as well, as they tend to.
That'll be unusual here.
But it'll be fun. They're very friendly little pests.
Okay, great.
Not like the ones we experience.
So today's action event sounds very energizing and creative. Now that the development's been approved by the city, what can be done still to affect what's happening there?
Well, a couple things. I mean, first of all, we need to continue to show our opposition to this. And to that extent, we can make it. We could be clear, and we couldn't be clearer that we would like this property to be. Well, we would like it to be purchased by the city and devoted to 100% social housing. We do want to mount a serious opposition on every stage of this development. Right now, we want to bring this real, again, gentrification bomb and its effects to the people who would be possibly interested in buying a condo. So we have every intention of making that point clear when the presentation center opens in Tinseltown. We will continue to have any opportunity to go to City Hall and explain again and again and again what this development is going to mean in our community. And how, this sort of thing is done here, and with the kind of consultation that the city goes through, I doubt very much if it had been allowed in another neighborhood. We're simply not being listened to because we're low income and because the neighborhood is perceived to have so many problems already that could, for some reason, be fixed by condos.
Well, Karen, it's been a pleasure talking with you today, and I encourage people to go out to the event today.
Oh, there's also going to be pancakes.
Oh, pancakes.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So what time is the event?
Starting at noon.
Starting at noon. Okay. That's fantastic. I've been speaking with Karen Ward about the recent approval to develop condos at the site of the Pantages Theater on the 100 block East Hastings. And the second annual Pantages Paint-In takes place today at noon in front of the demolition site.